Whoa, look, it's time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, shit, I put that on the Bible. I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. The main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey. We about to go.
What's the deal, people? It's your boy, the one and only, your host that do the most, Mr. Viral himself, a.k.a. the villain. Because they hate me for my opinion. Welcome back to another episode of the Viral Way Podcast. You are now live at the Viral Way Studios grand opening.
Hey, we got this shit lit. Y'all know the price done went up.
Come on, the price done went up on the brick, man. We in this thing, man. As always, we got the co-host in the building, the Messiah here to lead the way, like Messiah say.
Easy call.
We got Cali the one, not the two in the building, Mr. Lightskin himself. And we got Mr. Uncle Ruckus in the building. What's the deal, y'all?
Man, this is crazy.
Hey, it's been a long road coming. It's been a long road coming from nothing to something, literally from nothing to we may not have the most views, but as far as impacting the game, for sure, you got to say our name. We at the top 10 minimum.
And they let us get in front of it, though. We finna shake this shit up. We already been shaking it up, but we ain't going to tell y'all what's coming, but just know we coming.
We got moves coming, but yeah, I want to toast to everybody on the set. You feel me? Everybody that came, that added value. So I want to make a toast to health, wealth, much success. Soon to be the number one podcast in the world. I'm banging that right now. You could quote me on that, save that, and run the footage back. So toast to everybody here, man. The motherfucking viral way.
Easy call.
Pull me up.
More life, more success, more greatness. And we're going to keep taking trips on this set.
Ain't you supposed to pour everybody else shit before you pour your own?
Why he didn't even get
it? I mean, that was for bro. Your fat ass don't even drink. We're going to pour you some apple juice.
Bro got some. Then he going to give you the slave ration on top of that.
Now, cuz fucked up because he was supposed to toast one once we had it filled up.
I know. I was so excited and shit. We can run it back.
Fuck it, it is what it is.
Man, it's a lot going on though, man. What y'all want to jump into, man? I just seen something that we've been talking into existence since we started the pod. I just seen Tony Yayo come out and say 50 Cent offered him millions, like 5 to 6 million, to stop doing interviews with Vlad and to come over to 50's new network and basically run his own podcast interview function shit over there. How y'all feel about that? Because we've been talking about that, man, for a long time.
That's a great look. And I think 50 seen that value. Like, nigga, fuck all that, nigga. We gonna get this bag together. And he willing to pay him his worth. So I think that's a good look. Shout out to 50. Shout out to Yayo for that move. And you know what I mean? Niggas already know how niggas feel about Vlad. So we need to take the culture back at the end of the day anyway.
Man, shout out to Marlon Wayans. I think he started something, hopefully. I think a lot of people are going to, you know, relook now when they think about going on DJ Vlad. But like you said, it's something we've been talking about. It's time for us to take our culture back and keep the money and, you know what I mean, the ideas within our own little circle and bubble and stop giving it to the culture vultures.
So, one of the biggest things I believe, too, is in all of that is knowing your worth. I think Yayo was realizing his worth as being on these podcasts and doing these interviews. So to anybody out there doing anything, know your worth and don't settle for shit.
No, that's a fact. I actually watched the whole interview with him and Vlad, and Vlad, immediately, as soon as he said it, you could tell it hit him.
Like, in damn. His feelings, huh?
Now, he got right in his feelings. He tried to play it off like, yeah, you know, if this is our last interview, thank you for coming through and booty bam. But then as Yayo kept talking, Vlad just kept, you could tell it hit him like, oh, shit.
Now, you can hear it in his voice.
If everybody does pulls this, one of these moves, my platform is done, which is what we kept saying for the longest. If we don't go to the platforms and provide the views, it's over. Because he built this platform off the backs of other people, not him. They're not coming for him. Did you see the interview, Ruckus?
No, I didn't see it.
I watched that whole shit.
But what I could say about it is this. Why did it take 50 so long to put his boy on? Like, I'm not going to knock Vlad because Vlad is the person who made doing a interview style setup with Tony Yayo appealing to 50.
For one,
50 was doing his own thing. It's almost like, why do we never have the faith in each other to just make the offer initially?
50
why
been
we
got to
wait till
see,
some...
You my said bad, my bad. 50 been ahead. Putting Yayo on since day one. Let's talk about that. 50 had a bag for Yayo the moment he got out of jail. Nigga came home to a mink coat, millions of dollars, and he didn't even sign certain deals until Yayo was there. So to say 50 ain't been putting him on but sometimes you gotta see what a man is gonna do for himself first. Every man gotta choose his own route. So 50 gave him he allowed him to do what he's doing. And now that he sees Yayo putting his foot forward, like, I'm investing you. He been investing in him. He going on tour with him. He putting a bag in his pocket. Now he's putting a bigger bag in his pocket off the content.
But not only that, but he's put on, you know, people just with power, with all them other shows that he's done. So I think, you know, when you look at it from that perspective as well, he's not really in the podcast interview game. So it's possible that he's just now seeing the value in it because it's became more popular. I don't want to say necessarily it's like, oh, I'm not going to, you know, give you no bag to run interviews over here, but he's probably seeing it now because of the, you know, it's a hot topic right now and everything is going on with Vlad. He's taking it as a chance as a smart businessman to say, you know what, it's time for me to create this new avenue for my people. But he's already done it with a multitude of other things, so you can't really hate on 50.
And a lot of his content he get from speaking on 50, so it's like, nigga, you might as well be coming doing this on my shit.
Well, my thing is like this. Niggas know niggas for years, you know what I'm saying? You know Yayo got a good, he could talk good, he could do good interviews. Like, he been going to Vlad for years, and now it's like, oh, I want to do something with you over here on my network. Now, you could argue that 50 was building his shit up, and now he has a platform which he can plug Yayo into. But I just think we should look at it like, yes, awesome, this is good for 50, this is good for Yayo. Not necessarily against a knock against Vlad, because Vlad gave Yayo opportunity that at the end of the day, he didn't have to get him. Like, nobody was checking for Tony Yayo like that.
But Yayo, at the end of the day, Yayo worth when it went up. He's been on not just Vlad. He's been on several different podcasts, several different interviews. So I think the worth of his value has been going up far as social media wise. And 50 took advantage of that to actually put his foot in the door and help him. Even by, say if it wasn't even true that 50 was giving him that money, just the fact that he can now have the leverage of saying, like, hey, Vlad, you got to up my shit unless 50 finna pay me to get up out of here. If you ain't upping my pay, then it's going to be a problem. So
no. Yeah, that's a fact. And to say he didn't put Yayo on is crazy because Yayo went to jail when 50 first cracked off. He missed that first tour, but 50 was still paying him. Like he always says, man, I got out to a mansion. I got out to this. I was out with a house overlooking the whole city, so I ain't never got nothing bad to say about 50. And Yayo always played his position. He never was too thirsty for the fame. He never was too thirsty for the spotlight. And he really ain't get his recognition until now because of the interviews. He actually used to get trolled like, damn, is you 50 son? Like you 50 little man, 50 throwing him in bushes and all type of shit. People used to talk bad about Yayo until they saw he was loyalty over everything. And like bro just said, even if it's not true, that gives leverage not only to Yayo, but now to other guests because he checked Vlad low-key. Like, hey, you over here arguing with legends while we out here in motherfucking Rome eating caviar and this and that.
He said, I'm out eating duck and shit.
Yeah, I'm out here eating duck.
He said, I'm not tripping, nigga.
I'm not tripping. And 50's offering the bag. That little 40 ball that you was offering Marlon, that's good. That's a good deal. Basically saying we could be out here getting millions. He only really charged you for the low for his status. He actually gave you a deal because you paying Boosie the high. You feel me? And he's a legend. Yeah, Boosie is a hip-hop legend. But, bro, this is Marlon Wayans. He's a Wayans brother. Like, but, so that's stop playing. It's totally different.
But Vlad knows how many views different people generate.
That's
they
facts.
They have the averages. So Marlon Wayans, people watch him. But Marlon Wayans ain't touching, just like they said, Wayans ain't touching nothing near what Cat Williams is doing.
But what statistic or stat that we know from Marlon Wayans' interviews that we can even base certain things off of?
Well, he has multiple interviews, but where Vlad is getting it fucked up is he's looking at a whole different ecosystem than what Marlon Wayans is in. Like, Marlon Wayans isn't a YouTube famous person. He's an actor, a comedian, a director. So his stats might not measure up on YouTube, But in the real world, you get what I'm saying? His value is high. He's known to where he can charge somebody a 40 ball, like bro just said, because I'm Marlon Wayans. I'm not Lil X or whoever the fuck I am. Like, I'm a real nigga out here who really, you know what I mean, paved the way. So it's a difference. And that's why sometimes niggas like Vlad, their head gets too big on social media because they're going based off of numbers not the real world.
And shout out to Marlon for taxing cuz on his set. Niggas need to, like I said, know they worth. And at the end of the day, like bro said, Vlad is only good based off of the content that we bring for us black people in our culture, and we need to keep it loyal in the soil.
Listen,
so
man,
I like the look with 50 doing with Yayo at the end of the day.
I don't feel like Vlad is doing anything but running his business.
How many niggas didn't caught up and shit off asking certain questions?
He ain't making niggas do nothing. They saying what they want to say.
That's a fact.
Vlad is running a business. He gave a lot of people opportunities, because what would Boosie be doing if he wasn't on Vlad? Like I said with Yayo,
nobody was
checking for Yayo until he start really being on Vlad. He was G-Unit, but that's one source of income. The whole thing is with Vlad, I think all Yayo should do, thank you for the opportunity. Everybody should be like, we appreciate what you did for Yayo and other black artists. Because if you really want to break it down, we all black people should be running the game from top to bottom.
No, that's a fact.
That ain't Vlad's fault. We ain't on our shit.
Now we've been saying that.
Is my audio okay?
Your audio is good. They're saying the audio fucked up on live stream. I don't know, but
forget the live stream.
Fuck the live stream. This is the audio straight here. But basically, what we've been preaching for 2 years, we're seeing happening live in real time now. Like, I guess, I don't know, certain people had to catch up with the times. Like he said, 50, maybe he didn't see the value in it, or he wasn't too focused on that. He'd been doing the movie thing. He'd been trying to get his studios like Tyler Perry Studios. Like, he had other things going on. And now that Yayo has been making noise, and he like, oh, man, it's a lane over there. This a lane we should be running realistically, because we are the culture. So
exactly.
So I'm going to go build my own platform. And now I'm going to start signing people to deals to where y'all don't have to go do these interviews over here. You could do it through my network, and we run everything. So shout out to 50 for that. And 50, holla at us. You feel me? We free agents right now. Talk to us, bae.
Come on.
That's facts.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Straight?
Yeah, you could check, yo. If they saying it's too roomy, just... You can go in the settings and turn off the thing. Echo cancellation and shit.
Okay.
But
I don't even know how to do that on StreamYard, because I don't be on there like
probably,
that.
Let this nigga do that shit.
They're probably hearing what we were hearing when you had the volume turned up.
Yeah, it's cool. They're just sending us like an echo. It's roomy. But that's just because of the laptop speaker. It's not high level like that. But next time, we'll jack it in.
No, for sure. Let this be a lesson and a blueprint for everybody.
Mute that motherfucker.
In the game right now.
They talking about from him.
Let that be a lesson for everybody in the game right now. Y'all need to be following 50 blueprint. Y'all need to be following 50 shoe steps right now.
You ain't gonna better hear that? I can hear y'all like when y'all talk through the phone.
No, it's not my shit. Mute it.
So we should hear that too.
That's what I'm saying. You gonna better hear that on the mic.
Is that yours?
No.
That's cuz shit, nigga. Oh.
Turn it down all the way.
This nigga crazy.
Oh,
I'ma just cut it. We could figure that shit out later.
Yeah, right. Cool. Nah, I was just saying, but.
Nah, yeah. 50 Yayo doing his thing for that. I think, like I said, I think we need to take our culture back. That's exactly how we need to do it. Like, start hitting them niggas where it hurt.
Now, but Yayo thanked him and all that for the opportunities. Yeah, all that shit is cool. But at the end of the day, like you said, we need to keep money on black. Bet on black, nigga. That's what we need, that shit, nigga.
Hey, 50 on black, shit, man.
Bet on black. Yeah, but, yeah, that's all I can say about Vladimir.
It ain't too much about shitting on Vlad as it is us taking ownership of the culture back. That's just all it is. Everybody crying about how they portraying us and what they paying us. And, okay, well, let's pay ourselves.
But
let's
portray
ourselves. That's what I'm getting at.
I wouldn't even say shitting on him. Vlad speaks freely based on his opinion on our business as black people, right? He get up there, well, why doesn't he do this? And why does he do that? We can speak freely on the bullshit we feel he doing.
We can. So, but he shitted on Marlon, tried to shit on him about his fee and all that shit.
Listen, yeah. It's a lot going on with this immigration thing. Before we get to that, Plies, Steve Harvey, Ricky Smiley, D.L. Hughley.
Damn,
he called them all out.
Out here tap dancing disgustingly for Kamala. I'm really on Plies because, bro, when I was in the county jail and Plies first came out, what was this, 06, and his album hit, that shit got me through my time. That was some of the realest shit I ever heard.
Not a real testament.
So for him to go from that to what I see now, telling black people, hey, don't ask for policies. Don't worry about what she's doing with the economy. Just vote because she's black, because I don't hate black women that much to not vote for one. So you can vote for the KKK, which he's saying Donald Trump is KKK, or AKA, because she went to a historically black college. This right here is the type of shit that Malcolm X used to talk about when he talked about these so-called celebrities being bought out and misleading the people. First of all, them fake-ass teeth in your mouth. Somebody need to smack them motherfuckers loose. I don't know what the fuck Plies got going. This nigga might be a clone. This can't be the same goon Plies with the grill in his mouth. This can't be him. He and his motherfucking... First of all, you don't never see him in the studio or in the home or nothing. I don't even think this nigga real. This got to be a clone.
Him, it's been him. It's
bro,
been
I, I'm been just saying person. He's in the car all day talking about just vote on black. No, nigga, what is the policy?
Hey, weird ass nigga. Flies, I ain't going to just kill you off of one thing, girl. No.
Nah, fuck that.
I'm not going to kill her whole thing off of one fucking opinion. Opinion was wrong, and I'm going to leave that situation where it's at because I fuck with Plies, man. Just Plies, go regroup, get your shit together. The bitch ain't even black, cuz, at the end of the fucking day. That bitch is not for us. I'm insane. So, Plies, the real testament, definition of real. You done too much, cuz. I can't just let you go out this way, cuz. Like, this is crazy.
That's not the same Plies. Like, have you been listening to his videos?
Bro, I listened to a lot of the last songs he just dropped. Loaded
no,
and all
fuck
that.
A song. I'm talking about him in the car telling black people.
Some of them he was saying. I didn't hear those.
He telling
insane.
Black people, just vote. Don't ask for nothing. He, matter of fact, this bitch-ass, weird-ass nigga said, we don't even need nothing in return.
And you know
what's
crazy?
What you think he said about President Obama, which he probably voted, if he voted for him, off the same basis. I think this is more than likely Plies' political standpoint. He's just at this point in time finally speaking on it.
Nah, but go back to what you were just saying. We got to be careful of people idolizing these celebrities and looking at them a certain way because... Yeah. A lot of these motherfuckers be getting paid just to throw the agenda around. Go ahead, bro.
That's what I'm saying. First of all, Plies has never been real, bro. Let's keep it real. he was rapping about other people's lives and experience.
They say his brother.
We know that, right? He got ran up on by goons in L.A., you know what I'm saying? He was crying.
Come on, cuz. 40 niggas running up on you, cuz. Ain't nobody doing it. Niggas like that tough, cuz.
You ain't seen
one. I don't care, bro. Ain't nobody doing it. 40 niggas running up on you right now. You're not doing nothing, bro.
Listen, Jamie Foxx was like, where are all the shit you talking at?
It don't matter.
When they ran
if 40 niggas ran up on Jamie, cuz gonna do the same thing. Nigga, let's be real.
All I'm gonna tell you is no real nigga.
Exactly.
No real nigga going to the bathroom and start crying, bro. It don't matter.
Cuz, we don't even know that facts, cuz. Don't spread false news.
If you're a real nigga, man, Jamie Foxx gave a story. You could go look it up.
Man, he never said he was crying. Cuz he said
he had to console him.
Plies always raps about having a 40.
Hold on. Look, fuck if he ran or not. I'm just saying. For him to be telling black people, the black community, don't ask for anything for your vote. Just vote. Don't even worry about the policies or what they're planning to do. Just vote because they're black and that's it. He's compromised.
He's
point blank period.
Now they got him. Yeah.
Kamala, listen, one thing we know about Kamala, Kamala Harris, she's paying people. Social media influencers, celebrities. Look at Steve Harvey. Look at all the people who literally talked against Democrats 4 years ago, 8 years ago. Now they're supporting Kamala. They have like a pay scale, how much they'll pay. So we know that Plies is just, you know, all entertainers have agents. And agents are there to search for work for you. So the agents knew that Kamala was willing to pay before anybody did. So they going to their artists saying, look, man, I could get you a couple thousand, 10,000, 20, if you make positive videos about Kamala Harris. That is why you notice they don't really know anything about the policies. They just there to shame you if you don't vote for Kamala Harris.
This was one. Oh, no, go ahead.
I think it's that, but I also think it's sort of like when the LGBTQ movement first really got a lot of steam rolling. I feel like if you're black right now and you do say something that's anti-Kamala, you're getting put on that black list. So I feel like it's also the money, but a lot of people just have herd mentality where they're like, well, I don't want to be the only black person or only few black people saying I'm anti-Kamala, especially in the entertainment industry that is, we would say, 90% liberal. So I feel like you also have that aspect of it where you have people like, I'm just going to go with Kamala because I'm in this entertainment business.
But if you're doing that, you're a goofy at the end of the day.
I'm saying that's exactly
what. No, he's saying that's what's going on.
I understand. Go ahead.
But there's a problem with Vlad, though.
He's going beyond that.
Exactly, to put that message out.
He's going beyond that because he's not just saying, you know, I support Kamala, I ride with Kamala. That would be more like a Simone Biles. She supports Kamala, but she got nothing negative to say about you if you don't support
Kamala.
Now,
he's going crazy.
I'm steering you in a direction you need to go.
He's literally buck breaking, my nigga. He's telling you if you don't support Kamala in some way, that disqualifies or devalues you as a person. Like, how you not going to go for it? That's when you know somebody's getting paid. First of all, Plies, who the fuck is Plies? He's a failed rapper, ultimately.
Ain't failed. Plies
got
not failed.
Plies got a nice little career.
Cuz still be selling out tours.
He had a nice little career.
Whether he got
loot
or not, he's never went past just being a rapper like Jay-Z, 50.
Oh, no. Everybody don't have that mentality.
But I'm not listening to him about life shit. I listen to Jay. Okay. I listen to 50. They built a life after
but
rap.
But this is what you got
to
realize.
Plies not stupid, though. He didn't went to college or
anything.
No, this is what you got to realize. People idolize celebrities, black people specifically. Mm-hmm. We look to celebrities for advice on what to do in life. And when I say we, I mean the black culture, not us on this panel.
Right,
We a lot more brighter than that. But the average person, if I'm a Plies fan, Plies says do this, I'm doing that. I'm a Beyonce fan. Beyonce said do this, I'm going to do that. That's why it's dangerous idolizing, and that's also why they're paying people because they know this. Whoever's a Plies supporter, they're going to blindly listen to anything he says. Go in the comments. You see thousands of black women. Yeah, Plies talk that shit. You dumb bitch. He just told you don't ask for nothing for your vote. You don't want nothing for your vote.
Well, they don't.
Ice Cube said.
We don't.
Ice Cube literally said, hey, if they're not going to give us nothing for the vote, don't vote.
He's getting but killed.
Take the power back. And they're killing Ice Cube.
But wait.
Hey, shout out to Cube, though, because he's been exposing a lot of shit and Cub been keeping it stomped down, keeping it real by everything.
Listen, there's a certain sector of black America that's been saying this shit for years, right? Like, we got to get something for our vote. Cube, he was on the front end of the contract with Black America. Mm-hmm. That was his thing. What I'm saying is Plies really telling black people something that originated with him? Or is Plies merely echoing
the sentiment that already exists
among our people? Because look at how we turned on Ice Cube when he was like, look, we should get something in return for our vote. Steve Harvey 4 years ago was saying the same thing. Steve Harvey worked very closely with Donald Trump.
But you got to remember, though.
Now he turned on him.
Steve Harvey, the same bitch-ass nigga who wrote that book,
Think Like a Man,
telling the females, yeah, think like a man, make a man wait 6 months. Nigga got 87 failed marriages. Like, we know Steve Harvey going to call him for the money. We know that already. But I'm just saying, this is why I was on Vlad ass, because he had DJ Academics on recently, and Academics was saying, man, they're paying content creators now to run these narratives. And Vlad's like, nah, that shit ain't happening. You think Kamala Harris was stupid? Basically saying,
yeah. He brought up Kai Sinan and all that.
Basically saying people from our culture is so ain't shit that a presidential candidate wouldn't stoop as low as to go to them to spread a narrative, which is he always has these undertones of basically saying black people ain't shit and we not on the levels of something of that capacity. And Academics was telling them, look, bro, She's not coming herself DMing us, but they have a team. And then the team that represents them, they the ones that set the play. And Vlas is like, I don't believe it.
That's the same way they got Megan to perform and do whatever it is.
Exactly.
I'm not mad at Megan when it perform. You're going to get your bag. But I'm saying, this was they're using the celebrities. And like you said, from the beginning of time, Malcolm X said, we're the only race that we look up to fucking athletes and all this rappers and shit to guide us and speak on political shit.
Malcolm X said it clear, and everybody swear they're cut from the cloth of Malcolm. Everybody swears they're revolutionary. Mm-hmm. What it is black people have less in common with Malcolm X than we got more in common with a damn coyote than we got in common with people like Malcolm X, because Malcolm X warned you. He said, these are puppets. They're paid to say whatever the people higher up, the establishment, wants them to say. So as a black person, it shouldn't even be a conversation as to whether or not we should listen to Plies. It should be what's understood doesn't need to be explained. This is a celebrity. Their job is whoring themselves out for money to earn a living. That's what they do. If they tell Plies, nigga, go put on a dress for $100 million or $10 million, most likely he's going to do that. Just like Steve Harvey would most likely do it. We've been identifying this in our culture for the last decade or more. So to me, if you are dumb enough to listen to Plies and let that impact your decision, that was the decision you were going to make anyway.
I'm not mad that celebrities speak. It's more so that our culture is not even smart enough to be skeptical. They don't question shit. Like, why is he telling you this? Why should I even do what you're saying to do? They don't question shit. Like you just said,
well, you
they run blindly by it. The blind leads the blind, and you run and go do what the fuck somebody tell you to do. And that's majority of us. This is why we ain't fucking waking up. Be a fucking independent thinker at the end of the day. That's what you need to be.
You got
to
understand that the reason why we listen to people like Plies is because of what he has, not because of what he says or what he does. I mean, it's literally because of what he has. I think the black community hyper focuses on materialism. And so they see the gold, they see the chains, they see the cars, and they think, and the houses, and they think you've done something to get there to be able to give that advice. When in reality, you could be a millionaire and be a millionaire for something stupid, or be a millionaire and not necessarily be up on politics.
This is my only thing is, somebody from our community has to be on the opposing side of the goofies. The ones that's trying to lead us astray, somebody has to have the balls enough to come out and say, nah, these niggas is clowns. Don't follow that shit.
We do.
We have
do,
a lot of people.
I'm talking about with a major
platform.
He's
talking about like the people that's like, on that same level as them.
Somebody on the same level as them that they're going to be like, oh, okay.
You got somebody really bigger than them. You got Kanye telling you.
Nah, they already
blackball Kanye so much that people still think he crazy.
They ran Kanye with the crazy narrative. Like Dave Chappelle said, it's dangerous to call somebody crazy because everything they say you dismiss. So now Kanye's just known as the crazy loony.
Listen, bro, black people out here listen to Billy Carson, my nigga. So,
and Billy Carson the joint, nigga. Don't play with Kanye.
Billy Carson the joint,
nigga. Shout out Billy Carson. Goofy nigga.
All I'm saying is, don't kill the messenger. Black people are smart enough to know that usually when somebody is telling us something that we can use and is beneficial, they hit them with the crazy tag. You can listen to Kanye. Kanye ain't saying nothing that you ain't already know. As far as like the small hats,
but it's obvious that.
That
we not common sense ain't common no more. Yeah.
Listen, the weak are always going to outnumber the strong. So this idea that everybody going to wake up, that ain't happening.
The reason why people are also anti-Kanye is because of what he said. Like, you guys have to realize, black people don't necessarily like hearing certain things.
Is it what he say or the way he said
it? It could be the way he says it, but black people in the community don't like hearing things a certain way. So you got to give niggas a little bit of sugar to give them the medicine.
You ain't got to give niggas shit.
That's hypocritical.
Niggas are hypocritical, bro. Niggas listen to music.
What he's saying is true, though.
His point of view, when he was saying we're new slaves and all these things that he was saying, which he had a point, black people don't like to hear that. And most of the times, if you say something that's outside of the liberal standpoint of view in the black community, it's an immediate outcast. It's an immediate outcast.
Listen, bro.
That's for the most fact. Part.
The idea that you got to talk nice to niggas to get niggas to receive.
I'm not saying you should. But that is what it is.
The entire idea of that is bullshit. Niggas.
How
listen,
many people you tell the truth to and they hate you for it?
Listen, niggas are selective and arbitrary and hypocritical ultimately. They will listen to music that absolutely degrades them and be celebrated. Mm-hmm. So a nigga be like, oh, you niggas broke. Niggas ain't shit. Look, I got more bitches, more cars, more money.
Thing.
Get your money up, nigga. And niggas will, we can decipher through that message and say, oh, he's not putting us down. He's trying to motivate us.
No, because
inside of black culture.
Kanye's
inside of black culture.
When they hear music like that, they're putting themselves in the perspective as that person saying it. So they're not looking at it like he's talking about them. They're looking at it from perspective as, I'm talking about y'all now when I rap this shit.
But Messiah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. We can understand and deduce the context of it when it's some bullshit that we trying to turn into motivation. You can do the same thing with Kanye.
When I heard him say,
oh, that sounds like a choice and all that about slavery, I'm like, well, that is true because think about it. On 90% of the plantations, the slaves outnumbered the white folks.
You're sharper than the average mind.
You keep forgetting that the mainstream media ran smear campaigns on them 24 hours around the clock.
Like the
so it's not about, oh, I could turn on a song and decipher that he's just rapping. No, I have a news outlet that people already were programmed to believe whatever the news say is gospel. So now that I got every news outlet saying Kanye's a nut, Kanye crazy, Kanye checked in the crazy house, Kanye on these meds, Kanye actually just shitted on y'all as black people saying slavery was a choice. They ran that narrative. TMZ, everybody had around the clock was running narratives on Kanye, even though if you sat back and thought about it, it's still a choice. The consequence of the choice you might not like. It was either fight for your freedom or death.
Right.
But slavery was a choice. You didn't have to choose to be a slave. You could have fought back on that plantation and fought for your freedom or died for your freedom. That was the choice. So but niggas don't like that because niggas like, well, if we fight, we going to die.
It comes down to the overall lack of accountability in the culture. So when someone speaks to you having accountability, the first thing we do as black people most of the times is to get offended. But, and therefore, hold on, you put up that brick wall. And so what the media did is exactly what he said. They turned us against him, right? Because he was speaking certain things that aren't within black culture normally. That slavery was a choice. No nigga would have got up there and said that. So that was already mad. Like, hold on.
He did.
Then you got Kim Kardashian. Everybody don't fuck with her. So black people are already off this nigga, which really threw him to the wolves, which is the media. At that point, they can do whatever they want.
But people, when he spoke like that, people just immediately connected the emotion and didn't even hear what he said. Exactly. So when you speak on slavery, slavery is a choice, they got emotional. Fuck you mean slavery was a choice? Exactly. Our people went through all this shit, and now they went crazy and did all that shit. So Kanye speaking the truth, people don't want to hear that about themselves at the end of the day.
I believe black people are more thick-skinned than we give credit for, but we will pretend to be offended as an excuse to continue living and
elaborate. There was black people calling Malcolm X and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you get what I'm saying, Christians.
Christians who were calling them that because that was a religious thing. They didn't want black people converting over to Islam. So they were saying, oh, they're extremists, they're this. That was all about money. But this is what I'm saying. Black people, when you look at slavery, what people don't want to accept is that not all niggas wanted to get out of slavery. Just like today, a lot of people, we all got cell phones. We know the Democrats is lying to us. We know Kamala Harris is lying to us. But there's some people, no, bro.
Nigga don't want to get out of slavery. That's like saying you don't want to get out of prison.
There were some.
Well, I can understand that. You're right. Yeah, I can understand that.
I don't know.
You're right. Because I met niggas that be happy and content where they at. But after they've been beat down to that point of seeing no further than where they're at.
But what I'm saying is, well, also, it's a lot of fear. Like, my dad's in prison. My dad told me straight up. He was like, man, you know, because he's supposed to go to a class to get out of jail or whatever. Right. My dad said, man, he didn't say he was scared to get out of prison, but he was like, man, you know, I heard they killing niggas back in the hood. Like, OG's getting out, and young niggas is smoking them and stuff. He ain't going to say, I'm scared to get out because I don't want this to happen. He might just be like, I really ain't. I've become accustomed to this lifestyle, and he'll throw shit out there to not, you know, to justify not
but look,
to do
bro, but they cultivate the minds to that point to where you're not even thinking for yourself no more. You don't even understand how much this has fucked your mind up to the point where you're so fearful of even being free.
World. But this is the point you get lost. I'm saying you're in it, right? You do content, you study this, you study politics. The average person is a fucking moron. But no, hold on. The average person is an idiot. And I'm not saying it's disrespectful. It's just a fact because this is how society molds people to be. So everything that you see, like, man, this is fucking common sense. Bro, it's really not that common. These people are going to sit here and tell you you're nuts. Kamala saved the economy. Joe Biden had the best economy. Trump's economy was fucked up. He inherited it from Obama. Obama really saved us and did this and that. And he did the most for black people. Believe this shit wholeheartedly because that's what the news says. You know better than that because you're sharper than that and you actually research. You're talking about the average mind.
Well, we all
that
know
doesn't fucking research anything.
I got a quick question for y'all. Just popped in my head to go off a little bit. Do y'all think that they're purposely putting Trump against women for a reason? Because if you think about he went against Hillary. Now they made the Biden nigga jump out. Now he's going against Kamala, whatever her name is. Like, I think in the future, they're going to discredit him for even going or running against this bitch or whoever she is.
Why? Because he said grab her by the pussy?
They're trying to use it. I think they're trying to use it, but it's not working. The point I'm making to you, Viral, is that we have more information than we like to acknowledge. And black people are smarter than we like to admit. Because even the dumbest black person, you try to get over on them in some way where it impacts them personally, they will catch on to what you're doing. Like, you owe me money or whatever. Black people, and this comes from slavery. Back in slavery, and I just talked about this on my show, when you had a buck Negro, like a strong black man that was born, what his mama would do is tell him, act like you dumb or you slow or you touch,
yeah, Terry Crew,
so that so that massa wouldn't sell them off, right?
But he
could always stay. And that's what black people do. Black people play dumb because we know the minute we expose to the
man,
world,
niggas
that
ain't playing
no,
dumb.
For one,
niggas
hold
ain't
on,
playing
hold
dumb,
on,
gang.
Hold
niggas
on,
really
to
dumb.
Even, to even develop that mindset, let's talk about what they really did. They took the biggest nigga, whooped him in front of everybody. And then demasculated him, what you're doing in a new form now. People don't even realize what's going on. But, yes. So they demasculate the strongest man, and then now the woman to want to protect and be, and they're raising the men to be weaker now because I don't want this to happen to you. And this is it's transitioning now what we're seeing today. The women are being more easily accessed as they had before. The white man was easily sexualizing our women. Now our women are sexualizing themselves to become the same way without even knowingly. And now we're seeing more men demasculating themselves with all these. You would never see these motherfuckers. It is nowadays.
Whoa!
They're gonna blur me.
We gotta burp that out. This nigga crazy. People to get us demonetized.
Well, he's saying to even take it a step further. When you had the free colors people of society, the people that were getting freed first were usually women. So they wasn't even when I'm speaking on the mulatto kids that were kind of the first people to get higher education and things of these nature. They were freeing women, so they didn't even want to free the men that were mixed in black. And I feel like that is another way to demasculate us as well, is to have our women, you know what I mean? Give
Hold
them
on.
More
look, look, let me close out this topic because we went somewhere totally different. I was trying to step on these goofies and niggas got to talking about bump breaking and all that.
You didn't got wait a minute, bro. Wait, let me just ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Do you realize you sitting in your own fucking studio? You ain't got the time to
Right, exactly.
Come on,
I'm glad you said because I'm the same thing I'm thinking. Like, what the fuck is he talking about, kid? Like, what the fuck is he doing? He's still trying to stick to scripts and shit, nigga. Them days is over with, nigga. We cut it, all that toast and his shit. Cut it, still acting like he under the master.
Under master. Exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah, fuck these money. That's crazy.
I'm still trying to have some. I'm looking for a waiter.
Yeah, I'm still trying to have some direction, cuz.
Sometimes we need this.
Nah, yeah. Fuck that, nigga. Get on DL Hughley ass.
What we gotta do, I think, would be beneficial. Let's just all take 30 seconds to drop our last point on this topic and then move on. So at least there's a moment.
Nah, we're done. Move on, cuz.
Look at this dude.
Nah. Get your last 30 seconds, fool.
I know. He didn't want his 30 seconds.
Whoever can start. I'm gonna kick it off. Listen, last 30 seconds.
Anybody
with any type of influence telling you, don't ask for nothing for your vote. Don't pay attention to the policies. They're compromised. Point blank, period. They're getting paid off. They're agents. We need to DP them. Matter of fact, fuck a DP. We need to put them off. Pause. You no longer are a part of this. What that Dave Chappelle race trade, you've been traded off. You're out of here. You're no longer part of the community. That's Plies. That's DL Hughley. That's Steve Harvey. That's all that bullshit. Because I'm going to get on Steve, too. Nigga, you 2 years late, a year late. Now you want to get on Cat Williams talking about, I got hands, nigga. My hands fly. Come on, cuz, stop playing. You trying to get some clout off a nigga.
Cat probably get with cuz program. That's all I'm saying. Steve Harvey, you touched that little ass chin, cuz going down.
Stop Ball acting like you like man. That, cuz. You going to pick on the smallest nigga there when half the industry done said your name and you ain't even responded. Like, come on, cuz, stop playing. But that's a whole nother topic we can get on later. All I'm saying is, black people, be smarter than these dumbass celebrities because they're fucking idiots and they're trying to lead you astray. That's a fact. The viral way.
Hey, listen. In my opinion, they're doing you a favor. They're letting you know exactly what side they sit on. They're against you and your collective benefit and you thriving and prospering in America. Every other racial group is getting things in return for their support politically. Why would the people who are supposed to be down for you tell you, don't even ask for anything? That's when you know that they're rooting against you. So now you have no excuse. They've come out, they pulled off their mask, they pulled off the sheep's clothing, they've let you know. In our opinion, you shouldn't even expect anything from these politicians. That's when you know the other side must be the better option, because even the Republicans are like, hey, man, we're willing to offer you X, Y, Z in return for your vote. So they're making it easy for you.
Black people, we got to have more of a do or die mentality. Fuck all of this the two lesser evil shit. All of that shit is what's got us in the position we're in now. Stop voting for the lesser evil and just stay out of it if you feel like it's not going to benefit you. We have to learn how to stand on our 10 toes more to get what we want out of life. We have to stand up straighter. Our men got to be stronger. We got to be willing to deal whatever bullshit consequences that will come along to get what we want out of life. So if somebody's telling you to vote for somebody without knowing any policy, you shouldn't vote for them. If somebody is now the Democratic candidate without any nomination process, you shouldn't vote for them. And it's just period, point blank. So we got to stop making excuses and having emotional responses and think logically, and we'll get further.
Sometimes I see this political shit is that they put two people in front of you to make you feel like you have a choice, but either choice that you make is going in the favor that they want you to go. So that's how I look at that shit sometimes. That's why I don't be really giving a fuck about this shit. Because at the end of the day, they have their own agenda. They have their own plot. They have their own plan of what they're orchestrating. It does not matter. Half them in the fucking political thing is friends. It's no different from these when you go to court and these judges and these lawyers be battling against each other.
And they, teammates
and they all they go to lunch right after your fucking hearing or whatever the fuck you doing. So you know what I'm saying, man? Just fuck all that shit at the end of the day. Fuck Kamala. I don't care about either one, but that bitch is not for us, cuz. Word to Kendrick. She ain't nothing like us.
Hey, and they trying to take that song and hijack it. I don't know if y'all realize that, but the Dems are trying to take that song and use that as the Democratic Party song now. And that shit is crazy to me.
I would say just right to piggyback on you, don't go off a feel. If you feel this, right. If you really want to know, do your research. And everybody who's anybody who has a family, you guys should put one person in your family to go do the research and have them lay out what's going on with you. Because whether or not you want to believe it, this shit affects you. And now, for maybe the first time in history, there is an acute impact that this shit is having on Black people. Because whether we support them or not, those migrants are coming across that border. They got AKs, and that shit's very real. And there's one person who's against that, and there's one person who's for it. So this choice is simple in my eyes. If you Black, I'm voting for the person who's ready to get them motherfuckers about it.
Is that where we going right now on the next
speaking
topic?
Speaking of the migrants.
Is that where we going?
I bless you with the segue.
Speaking of the migrants.
I want to say one thing before we start the immigrant shit, cuz. Now you got all these people begging the gang members, the same people y'all despise, to come out and help y'all. Go call y'all fucking Navy. Go call y'all fucking police. Stop begging us. We in the trenches and we ain't tripping.
Hey, bro.
If them niggas ain't tripping, it's another motherfucking thing, but they're using gang members. Where y'all at? We need y'all help. Now y'all want the warriors, but when we was warriors for whatever we want to be warriors for, it was a fucking problem. Niggas, now y'all want to help. Go get y'all fucking guns and get out there. Y'all want niggas to risk they self. I'm not saying that they automatically wrong, but gamers is going to hold their own regardless. So if they come tripping, we tripping. But at the end of the day, don't start begging for niggas now. Y'all need niggas. Go get a fucking funds and go pay these gangs then if y'all want niggas to go troop for y'all.
I'm just looking at it.
Hey, that's wild that you say that, because I'm going to find a post.
Hell's Angels coming to Aurora, supposedly.
I'm going to find a post.
They're going to Aurora, supposedly.
That I made years ago. Mind you, I made this post years ago on my kids, nigga. When I said, when shit hits the fan, watch how these civilians turn to the gang members and beg for help. I swear to God, call me the prophet, call me whatever you want, but I already foreseen this coming.
Yeah, we talk about this a lot. It's crazy though, but it's like now the same people y'all despise, y'all won't come to help y'all. Y'all want niggas to load up and risk their life, even though y'all been against niggas this whole motherfucking time.
Because y'all the only niggas that's going to fight, not flight. That's
yeah,
how they feel
nah,
about it.
Yeah, that's fact.
I swear to God. Man,
that's how they feel about it. Yeah.
I'm going to find that post because I made it on Facebook, and Facebook got time stamps, it got year stamps, it got day stamps, it got hour stamps, so y'all can see I'm not capping. But these motherfucking migrants, man, California lawmakers approve a bill to extend the home mortgage aid to undocumented immigrants. So, the California Assembly gave final approval Wednesday to a bill that could help undocumented immigrants in California buy homes. So, basically, they're pricing out actual citizens, and they're giving out loans up to $150,000. They're covering up to 20% of the cost of the closing costs, and the migrant got to put 0% down. So they basically tossing them a house, tossing them up to 150 bands, paying up to 20% of the down payment and saying the only thing we want in return is your vote.
Hey, I claim immigrant now, cuz give me my motherfucking 150 bands.
So California, not only California, if you look what's going on in Colorado, these Venezuelans taking over whole fucking apartment complexes. You look at Chicago, these Venezuelans taking over a whole apartment complexes. And I see people, like bro said, asking, well, where the gang members? Where's O Block? Where the GDs? Y'all been sliding on each other, slide on these migrants. Not only are they taking over, the migrants is sliding. These niggas outside with machetes. They running up in these apartment buildings with AKs. Bro, they just manned down somebody. If you follow the Chirac drill scene from No Limit. No Limit Cairo, he just got caught with a switch and a stoli sliding around looking for migrants, apparently trying to get some get back. You feel me? So it's real serious in Chicago. They actually going to war with these fucking Venezuelans out there. But if you know anything about what happened in Venezuela, the government basically took all their most violent criminals and sent them here. So the crime rate in Venezuela is now basically zero because all their rapists, all their murderers, all their kidnappers, robbers, they're all here now. They're your neighbors now. These motherfuckers running around with these machetes and these Ks, they let them over here now. So that's why you see them running amok and the police... I believe they got orders to, like, let this shit happen.
That's what I was finna say. Yeah, I was finna say, let's look deeper into that because Johnny ain't doing nothing. Let that have been black people, they would have fucking immediately put a whole fucking task force against us to shut that shit down. This shit is on video. You seeing a lot of different shit going on. Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers ain't doing nothing. Ain't nobody responding. You mean to tell me they don't have secret forces or these motherfucking Navy SEALs and all this other shit to go shut that shit down when they want to? Fine. You allow something to come in your country or wherever supposedly, and now it's an uproar for people. And a lot of this stuff, too, I'm not going to lie, that I've seen, a lot of people I've seen in comments and different things are saying, like, man, where is this really going on at? Not saying that it's not happening, but some of the places that they're projecting, it's not even happening yet. So they could be putting that out there as to say, this is where they're going to start sending people. You know what I mean? Start sending the the immigrants.
And it's not just here. If you look what's going on in the UK, these motherfuckers is out there having straight machete wars. They out there poking shit. I seen a video. Dude was walking with his kid in a stroller and his wife. The damn migrant come up, bang him in the neck. Next 5 minutes, they drive by. They're recording him laughing. Then you see the migrant the next day back out on the streets. Like, you think the police don't see this? They got cameras that can see everything. Florida just showed y'all. They got cameras that can see everywhere. They can see everything. They can pinpoint your cell phone. They can pinpoint your house with these Ring cameras. They know what's going on. They just sort of sitting back, letting the chaos happen, because what these powers to be do is... they cause the problem, they cause the issue, they cause the panic, and then when you're scared shitless and you like, oh my God, please help me, now they come in like, okay.
They want to look like the savior.
We got the solution. Only thing you got to do is just do what we say. We're going to provide safety. Do what we say.
At this point, it's a sense of urgency.
Man, you better jump your ass in, bro.
Nah, it's a sense of urgency. Load the fuck up. Stack up on your guns. Stack up on your choppers, because that's what the fuck is going on. You need to protect your home at the end of the fucking day. Load up.
Now, to me, this is, you know, we got to attack the root problem, which is policy. When you think about, like, even a war when we had on drugs, right? It's all about policy. But instead, what the officials will do is create some task force that's really going to go and target people who are innocent and then cause more turmoil in the community. Meanwhile, the drugs, the violence still run rampant and they continue to do what they do. Oh, yeah. So I think we attack the smaller problem when reality we should attack the bigger problem, which is policy, which is making immigration and the border, you know, harder to access and to get into America. But instead, like I said, we're going to create a task force for Colorado and they're going to go and arrest a whole bunch of people that more than likely are innocent or maybe just looked the part, et cetera, because that's what they did with us on the war on drugs. If you think about it, a lot of innocent black men and women were targeted.
There's no one who's innocent, nigga. They're all illegal immigrants. They're all criminals, really.
Okay. See, so, and I understand what you're saying to a certain degree because they are here illegally. Therefore, some of them aren't raping.
Stop.
Some of them aren't
killing.
Listen,
this is one of those moments where there's no room to humanize these people. Because if you give somebody an inch, oh, well, not all of them. Our society is geared to, like, oh, okay, they're not so bad. Let's let our guard down. That's how we got to this point. Because if we have been saying, no, those people across the, like Trump, they're murderers, they're rapists, they're this, they're that. Guess what? If people would have really, if there wouldn't have been all these people apologizing and they're not all bad people,
no,
America would have rejected them at the border and we wouldn't be
saying.
Dealing. They are invading, here. Whether they're here or not, they are an invading force. We know that they're majorly comprised of criminals. We know that. Trump told us, and now look at the statistics that back it up. What we have to do is, there's a guy, Mao Zedong. He said, politics is war without bloodshed. We still have a political solution for this. The only thing we have to do is stop having this mindset like, politics doesn't matter, and actually get behind somebody.
Politics don't matter. Let me say this. The only thing I disagree with that is to say that the United States wouldn't allow certain shit. If you knew they was releasing these people from their country or wherever the fuck they was at, they knew these was the most violent criminals or whatever. Why did they allow them to initiate to even come here in the first place? But the United States is going to do their homework. You can't even leave the fucking country or go to certain places without a passport, without certain shit to even be documented. So to allow them to come in here and do what they doing, it has to be by a bigger agenda. It has to be a whole fucking plan for that shit.
It's not that complicated. Kamala Harris is funded by drug cartels from Central America. We know this already.
Bro, they got you.
In her political life, she's received almost $300 million from...
So it is a
I don't give a fuck about Kamala.
Hold on real quick. Let me just... Because there's some people want to actually learn something from this. It's like,
this nigga crazy.
Look, listen.
Cut basically saying you ain't teaching shit.
No, I ain't telling.
Get on you like that,
girl. He's bringing it down, but it's more.
He said it's that complicated, but he's not saying shit.
He's acting like you ain't teaching.
The average person doesn't know that.
He's acting like he teaches something. That's the point.
The politicians serve whoever give them the most money. That's the way this works. So if you look at Black Americans and Black men and women, we did Black men for Harris, Black women for Harris. How much did we generate for Kamala Harris? $8 million. Mm-hmm. The next day, Voto Latino in Turlet, L.A. came and said, we going to give you $60 million. So when you look at Kamala, she's they claim she's Black. She's not. She's Indian.
Bro, what that got to do with the immigrants coming over here?
Listen, why would a white and Indian woman be so damn passionate about letting a bunch of illegal Hispanic people into America?
I agree with you.
She's being paid to do that. Joe Biden is also being paid. So all we're saying is, one, if you want to do politics in America and if you want shit to go in your favor, you need to start coughing up some money because $8 million.
So basically,
let's be real, cuz ain't no bitch controlling nothing. She's not running nothing. She's the puppet in the forefront.
That's not
true. You think she calling shots?
Look at the sheriffs of California.
Do you think she calling shots?
Listen to what I'm telling you. The California sheriffs, the ones who run the counties on the border, they all came together and said, Kamala Harris is not allowing us to prosecute drug cartel members when they get caught
across
the border.
That's cool, but she's the face. Everything come from the top
down.
That's
all I'm saying.
It's the same thing like your job. The president send the orders down, and guess what? It goes through a chain of command, and your supervisor delivers the message. So to the average worker, the hourly wage worker, oh, this came from my supervisor. No, this came from the top down. And your owner gets it from the shareholders. So the shareholders are like, hey, we got to meet this profit margin. Boom, 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 boom. Figure this out.
Let me ask you a question.
Goes, boom, 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 boom. Figure this out.
Send
that to the managers, and then they send that to the workers, and they give you the order.
Let me ask you a question.
She doesn't call no fucking shots.
Let me ask you this question. If that's the case, what you guys say is true, why did Barack Obama have record deportation?
True.
Donald Trump had record deportation. Biden and Kamala get in. They stop the deportation, bring more people in, and Trump is now, if he get elected, going to start deporting again.
I'm going to tell you why.
You more lost in the sauce than I thought.
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
It's a famous quote. I got to look up the exact guy. We give you your villains, and we give you your heroes. So the people that you champion, they work for us too. But we giving them to you. So you think they working for you. Really, they still working for us. It's the same type of thing. We're going to give you the villain. Oh, my God. Why did they do this? Why did they do that? Oh, shit. So what's his name came and did this and that? Motherfuckers, two sides of the same coin. They're on the same fucking team.
You get what I'm saying, though, about we need to attack what you're saying, which is the immigration policies that we have. But instead of doing that, we're going to create some sort of artificial solution within Aurora, Colorado to make it look that way. Meanwhile, what you're saying, because I'm agreeing with you. Meanwhile, Kamala's still going to get paid. Crime is still going to run rampant. Immigration is still going to, you know what I mean, proceed. But they're going to have a targeted, what would you call it, like a squad or whatever it is that's going to target, in my opinion, people who aren't even a part of those gangs.
They're not
because that's
do...
what happened in the hood.
Shout out to Billy Carson, man.
When crack hit into the hood, a lot of motherfuckers were racially profiled, arrested.
Shout out to Billy Carson, even though he tried to shit on him.
One at a time.
It's a false equivalency. The reality is, why is Colorado like the way it is? Because Colorado is run by Democrats.
I'm agreeing with
you. Aurora is run by Democrats. So the Democrats want illegal immigration because they want that vote in 2028.
I'm agreeing.
Democrats are trying to implement socialism. How better to implement it than to bring a bunch of people from a socialist country, bring them into your country, and allow them to vote? That's the whole thing. Republicans are against socialism. So everyone says,
why are you so sure about what you're saying?
Because I can look at the policies. I can look at the policies.
And back to what we always say, only the policies are what they tell us,
well,
right?
Well, here's the reality.
We're not sitting in them damn rooms with their ass and what the fuck they plan on their agenda.
What I'm
going
to tell you is, we could keep saying how don't nothing matter. The Mexicans still coming across the border, and we know who flew 500,000 of them into this country.
They've been coming before that, listen, so it don't matter.
Donald Trump deported a record number of illegals. Obama deported a record number of illegals. Obama is the one who actually put the study in process that showed that illegal immigration primarily impacts the African American community. To black people say none of it matters. Who you vote for matters.
This is where your contradiction is.
All right.
You say who you vote for matters, but then on the same token, gonna say, man, if we don't pay them some bread, they're not doing nothing for us. So what it sounds like is it's pay to play, not vote. Because it don't matter who you vote for. If you're not putting money in their pockets, it doesn't matter. That's why I said shout out to Billy Carson, because he basically broke all this down already, which common sense ain't common because you still acting like it ain't common. He already told you, hey, you ever wonder why certain people keep running for president every presidency knowing for a fact that they're not going to win? It's because they're getting that campaign money. They're getting that campaign money, they pocketing that shit. They know they're going to lose. They get in the race. They raise as much money as they can. And when they can raise no more money, they know they're not going to win. They're just going to drop out. But guess what? Nobody's going to trace where that campaign money went.
Billy Carson plays on the fact that most people won't go past their first thought. So the reality is, right now, black people have to align with the white conservative, because the white conservatives are willing to put up the money to fund someone like Donald Trump. Donald Trump is having no problem getting campaign money, but that's because millionaires and billionaires who support Trump's agenda, they're contributing to him. What I'm saying is, for now, since we don't want to pay our own way, we're going to have to sneak in the back with the white folks that's supporting what would benefit us. Now, in the future, 4 years, 8 years from now, we need to start putting together our own super PACs. We keep saying it don't matter, and the black man has to stop with this nothing matters attitude, because other groups have super PACs.
Let me ask you this.
Hold on. Arabs in Michigan, they got super PACs in Detroit and all that. Asians have super PACs, even in Georgia. Mexicans have super PACs. We the only niggas with no super PACs.
Man,
saying,
fuck all that. Let's get
matters.
Down to the root.
Nothing
Let's
matters.
Get down to the rooters. Did you not hear what I just said? They're giving undocumented immigrants up to $150,000, zero money down, and we're going to play 20% of your closing costs on the house.
How did they get that?
Fuck how they got it. What is your solution to what the average citizen should do about that right now?
Because right now, he's making it seem like it's only black people that have aided to these policies going into effect.
That's not what I said.
But you keep saying, how does that happen? As if black people, bro, what you're insinuating is that black people voted a certain way, therefore there are certain policies. But we account for one of the smallest percentages of ethnic.
Black
right?
people
or
are
am
the,
I wrong? Ethnic
black
statistic
people
wise,
are the
minority.
Second, black people can, are the second can, largest voting base in this country.
Black
behind
females.
Whites.
Black
it's,
females.
It's black people, period.
Black women.
So
black
men.
Black
women.
Black men don't vote like that, bro. The stats
Biden
is out.
Got 80% of the black male vote. He got 90%
black
of the
men as a total,
are
as a whole,
listening?
Don't vote like
black
that.
Men, black men. Biden got 80% of the black male vote. He got 91% of the total black vote. What I'm saying is, black
of
people
who voted, not the population.
No,
of
no,
who voted, not the
no,
male population.
There's no population
it's of who voted.
There's no population of that entirely votes. Most Americans across the board don't vote. So the people who do vote,
answer the question.
The only reason
they giving these loans out. We don't got time to wait on a vote. What mm-hmm. do citizens do right now this second?
You need to start funding your politicians because
so voting don't matter. Putting money in their pockets matters. So basically playing the game, playing chess. We know the game is fixed. We know the game is crooked. So unless you're playing the game, your vote don't count, right?
There's only voting, one thing to
it,
do.
It can't be both,
voting,
bro.
Voting.
Collie, really. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Voting
it can't
matters.
Be both. It can't be vote and it can't be line their pockets.
Listen,
if your vote counts, you shouldn't have to line
if
their pockets,
everybody,
right?
Yeah. Listen.
So what the fuck are you
Hold
talking
on real
about?
Quick. Black people have given zero to Donald Trump. If black people vote for Donald Trump and Donald Trump win, that thwarts Kamala Harris's entire plan. So voting does matter as far as keeping the person out who's going against you, right?
That's what black people have done
but
for,
what you,
to get keep Trump out, though.
Well,
you
no, that yes, but
yeah,
Trump...
That's not a good thing, though.
Right. Black people mobilized to keep Trump out.
Yeah.
So that proves that voting does work.
We
even though
we
even though we
do.
Gave no money to Joe Biden, we still mobilized. Black people, the Democrats need 90% of the black vote to win an election. That's a fact. If they get 70% like Hillary did, they won't win. They won't win. Hillary was way more qualified than Kamala. She didn't win. We have to stop looking at everything like a surface level issue. If we want things in this country, we are going to have to fund the people who are going to fight for us to get in office. You need money to run a presidential campaign. If you're not the person who donates to that campaign, when that person wins, their obligation is to the people who funded their rise to that position. It's always going to be that way. So until black people start putting their money up behind their politicians, we can't expect anything to happen.
Okay, so
that's
basically you agreeing with what we're saying. You preaching all this vote shit, but you're acknowledging if you don't line the pockets of these crooked politicians because they're only in it for the money. They don't give a fuck about you or the policies. Whoever's lining their pockets, that's whose agenda they're going to run with. Your vote never going to mean anything.
I'm not acknowledging that. What I'm saying is that because a politician
pick a side.
Listen, I am picking a side.
Pick a side.
I
vote or line their pockets. You can't be both.
Ignorance and common sense. I'm on the side of common sense. Just because someone takes money doesn't mean they're crooked. You need money to win elections in this country.
That means you're crooked. If I pay you and say, hey, pass this fucking law.
That's gonna
fuck over a large percentage of the people that you're put in office to protect and make life better for.
What,
how the fuck isn't that crooked?
What law do black people want to implement that's going to fuck over anybody?
Are you retarded? The laws of the people who are lining their pockets now, the corporations, because let's just put a name on it. The corporations, the bankers, the little hats.
Right.
That's who is lining the pockets. That's who has the money. And we see that reflected in the policies. And we see the average working Joe is getting stepped on and they're getting fucked in every way.
Well, then you
Which
have-
is why we have a law like this where you pay taxes. Where's your $150,000? Where's your 20% closing cost? Where's your zero money?
The $150,000 does apply to American citizens.
It does, but they have to be a certain.
But here's the thing. The $150,000 does apply to American citizens.
I get but that,
but
most people
but
don't qualify
rub,
for it.
Right, right. So where the rub,
that's what I'm getting at.
The rub, is, the rub is where the qualification comes.
Like
immigrants are coming in with a clean slate as far as credit. People who've been living here, we got fucked up credit. People, mama,
Especially
didn't put stuff on there.
That's not true. They tell you no credit is worse than bad credit.
That's what they tell
so we got
you,
a lot
you know
of people.
That's not true, though.
We know that's not true.
I'm just saying, we got a lot of people that don't have no credit at all. And they go to try to get a loan, and they get denied because they say, hey,
bro,
you don't have no history.
Bro, listen to me.
So that's bullshit.
Like no, no. What I'm going
to
That's bullshit.
A lender is more willing to give you a loan if you have no history compared to if you do, and
it's
negative. It's
bad, yeah.
Because they can say, well, we gave it to him and we didn't know, you know. But
have you ever tried to get a loan with no history?
No, I never tried.
Exactly. So you're talking out your ass right now.
You can get a loan.
You're talking out your ass right now.
My first car loan was with no. With,
but
I mean,
most people.
Loan,
and they fucked
loan.
You on your first
but
car loan. You probably had a 23.5 interest rate. Paying.
Listen.
Hey, out of $700, you had $150 going towards the fucking the principal of the car, and the rest was going
to
fucking interest.
What you have to understand.
That's how they did me with my first. Listen, I tried to get
hey,
a cheaper
factual.
Car.
Alone, nigga.
Oh God, nigga, they like no, you have to get a more expensive car. Yeah. They wouldn't give me the regular car I wanted, like a little Challenger or a little Charger. They're like, no, go get this Jaguar. You
and
can't
still,
get.
Yeah, because
whooping my feet
because they want the reward in of it to be higher. If we're taking a chance on you. But the thing, what I'm saying.
But still, hold on, my bad. But still, it got us that first car. So still, we can get the immigrant the first.
Listen,
nigga, the immigrant come over and get everything and they fucking you.
That is because
hotel prices are up crazy right now because they're housing you have immigrants.
What you guys don't want to grasp is there is a network built by Latinos and Hispanics in America that facilitate the welcoming of illegal immigrants when they come in. I told you, Voto Latino, LULAC in Texas, Turla LA. These are people who literally, oh, we're going to show you how to, just like when they have the PPP loans, right? Mm-hmm. There was niggas hitting you up.
Did you get a PPP loan?
Hold on real quick. Me? No. Listen. Listen. But they had niggas hitting you up in your inbox. Hey, bro, I could take you through the whole process of a PPP loan. Your name, we're going to put it to your account. They know how to work the system to get you where you're trying to go. Do you think immigrants don't have that? All these real estate agents, these real estate brokers and stuff, they are going to do whatever it takes to get to the money. And there's more of them than us. Black people don't have anything. We have no economic infrastructure. So we have no economic infrastructure we could plug into so they can help us get to where we're trying to go.
Okay, can we be honest for a second? All of this that's going on is coerced by the system. It's a plan. It looks chaotic to us. To them, they laid this out on the blueprint. This didn't happen by accident. Like bro just said, they're not taking over apartment buildings on ring cam with AKs and 40 Glocks with 30 sticks and the fucking manager's letting it happen. The police is letting it happen. There's no task force coming out to shut it down. You're going to tell me that that's not part of the plan?
No, because you don't accept that there's two sides of the system. Look at where it's happening. You don't see that happening in the red states.
Saying it could be underfunded.
I don't give a fuck where it's happening. They have police.
Is that happening?
Where is the cops when it's happening?
Is that happening in red states? No. I'm telling you,
listen,
the Democrats.
Fuck a red state, blue
state. The Democrats.
Where is the cops when this is happening?
The Democrats. They've already been told by the president.
Yeah, who is Democratic? So I get
who's
I
a
get,
Democrat
I get
to what? Let it happen.
They don't interfere.
So it's a part of the plan. That's what I just
bro,
said.
I'm trying to tell you, there's a difference between a conservative Republican and a liberal Democrat, bro. Like
I don't give a fuck about the names. What I'm saying is, are you acknowledging this is a part of a plan from higher ups?
We all know that. That's why we're voting against Kamala Harris. We all know that. I think everyone knows
I think,
that.
I think Brandon is saying that like. Trump as the higher up in his section and his system is better as higher ups.
Is Kamala Harris keeping it a secret that she wants more migrants here? If they're flying 500,000 migrants in here, they're not hiding it from you.
She's a fucking migrant. No shit.
Okay, so we need
she's
to vote.
She's a migrant.
So we need to vote against her. Well, actually, she's not. But we need to vote against
her. That bitch
her.
Ain't, she's not she like us. She's
America,
a fucking migrant.
She's
not like, she's not like us. She's a migrant.
But what I'm telling you is they're telling you exactly what they want to do. And we're over here. So we're so conspiracy minded. Oh, it's a secret plot. No, it's no secret. They're telling you exactly what they want
to
do.
I think black people need to realize, and I get what you're saying, because I think black people need to realize voting for immigration to be okay. The problem with that is that most people that come over here that are immigrants, you can look at Italians, you can look at Spanish, et cetera.
Yeah.
If they have a lighter skin, what they're able to do is assimilate.
Yeah.
Which is they're able to low key. You see a lot of it right in the LAPD. You got a lot of Hispanics.
That's right.
LAPD is damn near 90.
It's 95%.
So a lot of Hispanics and immigrants as well are able to assimilate due to skin color. And therefore they adopt the whole white ideology of certain things. So
they racist as fuck.
Yeah, when you look at immigration, you gotta stop it because a lot of these people are gonna come over, assimilate, and then be like, yeah, fuck these
people. Well, look, let's keep it real because I'm tired of dancing around. A large portion of the Hispanic population is racist as fuck.
Let's keep it
let's keep it real. We get all black and brown pride. It's only black and brown pride when you want to be a part of the black culture that you like. The oldies, the sports, the fashion. That's when it's black and brown. But when it's time for politics and it's time for black people to get in better spaces or it's time to coexist, like prison yards and shit like that, that's when they adapt the racist white ideology. So I'm not finna tap dance around this whole, oh, it's a black and brown pride thing. No, the fuck is not. They calling you my days when you're not around. Let's keep it real. They'll fuck with you on the low because they want some black dick, but then they'll tell you, yeah, I can't bring you around my peoples. Why not? Because my uncle hate niggas. My granddad, he hate, like, come on, cuz, let's keep it real. Y'all pretending with this shit. When they want to be a part of hip hop, then it's black and brown. Matter of fact, we just saw an example of this. I don't know if y'all saw it. Spider Lope. he went on a podcast, a Hispanic podcast. Oh, I forget his name. My bad. I'm going to look it up. But y'all can look this up. They got into it. Spider-Lo basically was saying, hey, man, look, let's make hip-hop the equivalent of tacos to y'all. Basically saying, we acknowledge tacos is a Mexican thing. It's y'all shit.
Stupid ass shit. I had a nigga argue that. I had a nigga say, y'all eat tacos, so we should be able to say, nigga. I swear to God, I had a 30-minute conversation with a nigga because he was pretty much saying that us partaking in their food and things like that is us
giving access to our culture.
To the culture. And I'm like, to me, that don't really make sense.
So Spider-Loc was basically saying, like, look, bro, hip-hop is us. And the Hispanic guy's argument was, well, the Jews own it. We say, yes, the Jews do own it the same way they own all the sports and shit.
Who the face of it?
But if one race removes themselves from partaking in whatever the activity is and the activity ceases to exist, meaning it'd rather be sports or music.
Y'all niggas can't hold it up, bro.
That's their thing. So if blacks stop rapping, rap's over.
It's over with.
If blacks stop playing basketball, NBA's over. If blacks stop playing football, NFL's over. Yeah, we acknowledge that the Jews own it, but don't not acknowledge that it's because of us. It's because of us. So dude got mad, like, nah, it's everybody culture, blah, blah, blah. They had words back and forth, and dude kind of was taking racial undertones in the argument. It's basically like, oh, you up here bragging about black people having superpowers, and like, what you mean superpowers? Our genetics? We're genetically superior than everybody. Let's just keep it 100. If I fuck any race on this planet, that baby gonna come out with black genes. It's gonna come out with black hair. It's gonna come out with a darker toned skin. My genes are more dominant than whatever your race is. That's just what it is. As far as athleticism go, we're just more athletic than every fucking race, which is why we dominate every sport. So he almost was mad, like, yeah, you up here bragging about y'all having superpowers or whatever. They got into it back and forth. Spider-Loc might wind up getting up out of there. But that was a prime example of them trying to push the black and brown unity thing. But deep down, you got some type of hate for niggas. You don't fuck with niggas. Because even though you try to make it seem like, oh, we bringing us together, the second niggas draw a line in the sand, like, yeah, this belong to us, y'all don't even want to acknowledge that fact. Because y'all feel so welcome in the culture, y'all feel like it's y'all culture. Niggas acknowledge tacos is y'all shit. Burritos is y'all shit. Spanish is y'all shit. We love it, but we know it's y'all shit. We might tweak it and make nigga tacos.
Black people tacos.
Might make black people tacos a little different. Add some avocado on there. Put some of this on there, that on there. Cool, black people tacos. But we acknowledge it's y'all shit. Y'all don't want to acknowledge hip-hop's our shit.
Sometimes I don't understand why we even look for the acknowledgement. Like, what's understood ain't got to be explained. We know what the fuck it is already. The world know what it is. And at the end of the day, like you said, deep down, you got to hate what you can't be, man. So we get frustrated for this shit, and we allow everybody else to get into it or even come fuck with us the way they do. Some fuck with us, most don't. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't going to change shit. Like you said, everything is going to be predominantly ran by us at the end of the day.
Yeah, y'all niggas gotta, I don't know how to explain it, but niggas gotta be okay with niggas running shit. Like, if like he said, if we stop rapping today, I'm not, Lefty Gunplay can't hold us up. Drex the Joint can't hold, y'all niggas can't hold us up, bro. Let's keep it 100. And I fuck with y'all niggas. Y'all
shout out to Lefty, he was in a set, giving it up with the homies.
Niggas can't hold up the whole game, bro. Like, we need niggas, bro.
We need to redefine what's running shit. Because according to statistic-wise and certain shit, we ain't running shit. We in that motherfucker. We in the gym. But them motherfuckers is the owners and all the other shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's basically what I'm saying. We keep talking about we own shit. It's not even so much about owning it. Like, who's maintaining it? Who's gatekeeping it? And who's making sure that it's an offering that everyone can take part in? Like, if niggas ran hip hop really, like, would there ever really have been like BET? Would there ever have really been Def Jam and shit like that? Like, white people taught Russell Simmons and them how to run a record company to create Def Jam or Interscope or all that stuff. So niggas are like, we let everything we do make, we either sell it or we let it go into disrepair. And I like to compare it to like a lot of like black owned restaurants. You go to black owned restaurants, Niggas sit on a damn chair to cushion the spring out, poking them in the ass. Niggas still using the old ass 1984 Olympic red Coca-Cola cups. Like,
what restaurant you been in?
Dude, these are black. You know exactly.
Don't put that on every black owned restaurant.
I'm,
listen, that's what I'm saying. Now, which one you been at? Which one?
As of late.
That's for your big fat ass.
As of late. Listen, as of late.
And they gonna have the most fire food.
Listen, as of late, black restaurants have been stepping their game up with the old school shit like M&M's and all that. They didn't put no, they didn't invest shit back into the business. They like, come get these oxtails, come get these pork chops. And that's how black people do with most things we invent. Like, okay, black people, we didn't invent basketball. So I don't know why we think without us that won't. They got basketball.
Nobody's watching it without black people. How many other races represented the Olympic team?
Whites.
The U.S. Olympic team.
All black, all blacks.
So what are you talking
That's
about?
That's the forefront of the country.
There's basketball players in leagues all over the world.
Nobody's watching it or caring about it. That's what we're saying. True. Without us, it doesn't exist.
If nobody was
Listen, I understand you want to get the approval from the
whites. Who's the most famous basketball player? Who's the most famous football player?
If you name top 10 out of every sport, it's always going to be a black American.
Listen, man.
Period.
Listen, man.
Let's keep it real. Nah, man, we're not doing that, bro. Listen,
we're not doing the cap. How many white niggas is winning dunk contests?
How many niggas out there really performing?
We're not doing the cap, bro.
Niggas say the truth is gonna be the truth, whether
exactly.
You could yell, you could scream, nigga. There are basketball leagues all
and
over
nobody
the
watching
there
that shit.
There are basketball leagues all over the world paying niggas millions.
I agree with that. So why is the U.S. still so high? Why is the U.S. top of the pedestal.
How many of their jerseys? If no one's watching, how do they offer? Name three players from another country.
Name three players from another country. Name three players from another country.
Pau Gasol.
No, they're playing in the U.S. though.
Name three players not playing in the U.S. Okay, anyway.
Name three players.
You know Paul Gasol because of Kobe.
Let me make my point. You're not winning the argument.
You know Paul Gasol because of Kobe.
Listen, man.
There is no point,
When people don't make the league in the NBA, they go overseas.
And nobody gives a fuck about them.
Wait a minute. Those teams have millions to offer these people. That means somebody is watching it because they're able to generate money.
It's not true.
We understand all that.
There's multiple NBA players that have went overseas that talk about the payment system of overseas basketball companies. A lot of them don't have the income to pay them regularly. So some people, like in NBA, you'll get a check every 4 months, quarterly, or every 3 months, right? In overseas basketball, they will be on a quarterly schedule, and sometimes niggas won't get a check till 6 months. 7 months. It depends on the popularity of the team, the income they're bringing in. So overseas is not, they don't have millions of dollars to give players.
Bro, don't
if you look at the salaries of what overseas players make, the best player might be 300, 400,000, maybe.
Your point.
You're right, but you're wrong.
Your argument makes no sense. Do you think people are going to stop watching basketball just because niggas don't play?
Yes.
If niggas stop playing,
NBA is over today, bro. It's over today.
Which group of niggas? Light-skinned niggas? Dark-skinned niggas?
All of them.
No, because white dudes.
Listen, if black people say we're done with sports, it's over.
The
NAACP. It's over.
NAACP.
Yes, nigga.
College sports league. NCAA. He thought he was cooking too, huh? This is why I don't drink on the set.
What you don't understand it is.
Hold on. I'm making my point. College is done. NFL's done, NBA's done, Major
the
League sports
is gonna keep playing.
Done.
Steph Curry gonna be like, "My mama white, I'm getting this bag."
No, we're taking the light skins away.
Steph Curry,
black
King,
people
yeah.
in general.
Shit. Who niggas will play the watch?
I'm not saying Steph Curry is part of the black people.
Who's playing for Mississippi? Who's playing for Miami? Who's playing for LSU? Who's playing for USC if blacks ain't playing?
Whole time Notre Dame still cracking as mostly whites.
What you're not understanding is that basketball and the popularity of it is directly connected to the funds.
White people invented basketball,
it
bro.
It doesn't matter.
We don't give a fuck who invented it.
Like Spain, Lithuania, France, all those players, they don't have popularity until the
Olympics. All their dreams is to go to the NBA.
I'm not even sure they invented it. I'm not even sure they invented it. I'm calling cap on that.
And the most popular the most popular player during the Olympics in every single country's team is an American player.
That's okay.
So what you're because saying
is, we're going to say American, we're going to say black. Jordan is the face of NBA.
Even at LeBron, NBA, LeBron he will be.
But
there
were basketball leagues that had no black people in them before the merger of the leagues.
No, yes, but they weren't on a status that the NBA is on.
Were they making millions?
That's because of marketing.
Were they making millions?
Pause. You got players like Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, Pau Gasol, Marc Gasol. They came into the NBA and they trained the whole entire time in France and in other overseas leagues to come into the NBA. The NBA has literally became
this
a
shit
spot
is all
marketing,
my nigga. They could take Luka Doncic and be like,
Luka
this,
Doncic, that's
this way,
one.
This white team,
Kristaps Porzingis.
They did it.
All these niggas want to play in the NBA.
Listen,
niggas want to play
it's,
whatever. The
listen,
fuck, it's, FIBA.
Listen.
Play that shit.
Everything that you believe. Shit. Is based on marketing. You wouldn't even know who the fuck Michael Jordan was if a white man didn't decide to put the nigga on a commercial.
Okay.
So they just marketed. And if
watching basketball, would have knew who Jordan was.
Listen, they could
basketball
market. They can market
that,
this shit any way they want.
Until
they could
more black until they let black.
All play. You have to do is
basketball,
make people believe.
Go back and watch Glory Road. Go back and watch. That's a Disney movie. Go back and watch Glory Road. Nigga.
I watch that
nigga,
shit.
Look when them niggas start hooping.
We ain't letting none of the white trash. Niggas play.
Niggas start, when niggas start hooping, look when niggas start hooping, shit went crazy. When
it's all marketing,
when
my nigga.
Let NFL, when niggas let black niggas be quarterbacks.
Listen. Listen.
Even in the baseball
on,
league,
bro.
When they start letting blacks in
on,
baseball,
black
niggas
people
start
are getting
going
pushed
crazy.
Out of baseball.
Yes,
niggas,
yes because they don't want
it.
They don't want us taking over all the sports.
Once they merge the league, the Negro League starts
doing
fine. Bro, once they merge the league, the Negro League starts to MLB. Nigga, a lot of them records came down. Niggas was smoking them niggas, but they wasn't acknowledging it.
But what I'm pointing out is the marketing is all that matters because they can just tell you if they got you, if they market. This all-whites league, like, nobody could touch this league. These are the best players out there. This is the best in the world. Black people, really, the whole idea that black people are the best basketball players in the world comes from what? White marketing.
Bro, go bleach your skin.
Why is that?
Because at the end of the fucking day, anybody, cause I don't want to be black no more, girl. In the fucking day, I can't keep taking this shit.
Basketball.
No, I'm saying, Crip, because this nigga is wild, girl. Whose favorite player? What do you think their skin color is? Any of these kids looking up to? Whether it's Steph Curry, Michael Jordan or LeBron James, they're looking up to black players. Besides Larry Bird, nobody want to be none of these other fucking players.
I got one question
really
for you.
Make me like Mike.
They was talking about Michael Keaton.
This nigga said marketing, girl.
Listen, wait. I got one question.
To the audience, he's eloquent. He's good with his wordplay. But do not let that subside that he's making no fucking sense. He's not saying anything. Cub wants to be white. We have to call a spade. He hates the black skin. He hates it, girl. But you know what? It's all cool. This still my nigga at the end of the day. Cub needs to go get that. Go holler at the people that holler at Mike, man.
Cub said the only reason we're the best in the NBA is because of marketing.
Even if you bring it back to that, black people account for trillions of consumer dollars.
Rose
so
Clico, man.
We would be the
shout
people making
y'all.
The NBA popular as well. Hey, even if you look at it that way.
Let's go to something else, girl.
No.
Let's say something else, girl. Goddamn. Kylie, what you got,
all
man?
I'm gonna say is
we gotta get off this. This nigga lost his brains.
Who is on the NBA emblem? Who is on the NBA logo? A white person. A white person.
How many shoes Jerry West sold?
It don't matter. He on the logo.
How many jerseys he sold?
He on the logo.
It don't matter. They talking about retransforming that.
They
right
talking
now,
about Jordan
nigga.
Should have been the logo.
Yeah, we know Jordan is the real logo.
Been the logo.
Jumpman is the logo, nigga.
Man, they keeping
Jumpman.
White man.
Jumpman is the logo. Jordan is the face of the NBA, nigga.
White people are on the logo.
And look, regardless
that's
of the
how you know it's theirs.
No, we're not saying that.
Okay,
we're
acknowledging
saying,
the ownership. Okay,
yeah, we been that saying that about everything. But at the end of the day, black people makes the motherfucking sports, cuz. The only thing they still got left is like hockey and shit.
Nah, we
nigga.
Got hockey.
Gretzky,
we created hockey. Black
I'm not saying that we created it, but all I'm saying is at the end of the day that They're even stopping us from trying to take over all the sports. We took over. Everything we get in, we dominate. Everything a black person gets into, whether people like it or not, we make it fucking better.
And we claiming them Dominican niggas over there in MLB. What's them niggas'
names? Them niggas is black.
Them niggas is black.
Shout out to Dominican, because I just came back out there. I see niggas blacker than me out there.
Come on, man.
A lot of that shit, nigga, yeah, we bred it all that.
Me no black, me Dominican.
Nah.
Dominican
Republic. They ain't saying that. They love to see a nigga. They salute niggas.
When you go to New York, me no black, me Dominican, no black.
I don't give a damn. They separated.
They blacker than me, darker than me.
The Cubans, nigga, they be black as hell, black as me, speaking Spanish.
I don't care about those damn communists. We need to vote for Trump.
No, we fuck with him. God damn.
Hey, look, you talk about sports, cuz go right back to Trump.
Yeah. That's right.
So and what the Gen Z say? You glazing like a motherfucker. Yeah.
Glazing.
This nigga over glazing Trump. God damn.
This shit crazy. Actually, Trump not coming to support you, bro.
I should have put it on.
Hey,
oh God, where you had that?
I forgot about it.
This nigga crazy.
I forgot it.
Nigga love Trump.
They gonna kill you for that sports.
Why you love Trump so much?
I don't love him.
You just like Trump, bro.
I like the policies.
It's okay. You love Trump.
I like the policies. That's it.
Nah, I think you like love Trump.
Have
like,
you liked other as an
I don't know Trump to love him.
I know, but the way you glaze for cuz.
Trump not even
crazy.
Selling merch, cuz. You buying his merch. You creating the merch for the nigga.
Hey, I think he would have made that
yeah,
shit.
He did. Got some custom shit made.
Have you voted for other Republicans besides Trump?
Yeah, I voted for Ron Paul. I only voted for Obama once, nigga.
Hold on, so you talked all that shit and voted for Obama. You talked all that shit and voted for Obama.
My first vote when I was
Oh, you used to be a Democrat, huh?
Why'd you vote for him?
Because everybody was saying vote
because he was black.
Because he was black.
Because he was fucking black.
Yep.
You just like this.
Common sense is common.
That's
when you
was
one of the niggas.
18 years old.
Yeah, nah, I don't blame 18 niggas.
That's when I was 18 years old.
I wasn't 18.
I didn't know anything. I didn't know any better. And then I started doing my research. I was in political science.
I knew when I was 18.
No, cut for sure wasn't 18 because when Obama came in, I was like 16. So you wasn't 18, bro.
My grandma.
Did you vote for him simply because he was black?
Yes. My grandma told me who to vote for. And I... My grandma said, we're going to go vote for Obama.
He was 18.
At what point did you become the black Republican?
When I started doing my research.
When you started, when Trump came in?
No.
I'm a Republican.
You want me to tell you when it all started was when someone broke down to being black, when Obama gave all those banks all those billions of dollars, the $700 billion, I was in a political science class. And my teacher was like, you have to understand that that's like unconstitutional and it goes against the free market. He said he really should have let all those banks fail and all the stuff that people purchased through those banks would have been free, right? And the American people would have had a huge debt lift taken off our shoulders and that probably would have actually exploded our economy and we would have been like the 1950s and 60s. When I started doing my research and realizing it and then I had some people in my class and stuff, we would talk about political ideas and I was like, I don't think that people should get something for nothing. I don't think the people who work hard should be having money taken from them and given to people who don't want to do shit. I realize, like,
you got the gift of gab. I give you that.
You're Republican.
I mean, you know, I think black people have traditionally conservative views when it comes to religion, sex, marriage,
everything,
really. But it's just the outer appearance of what conservatives have. I feel like. Their rhetoric.
It's all because of civil rights, bro.
It's rhetoric, and that's what I think us as African Americans or black people focus on the most.
It's all because of civil rights. A Democrat president signed civil rights into law, even though it was passed by Republicans. Even yesterday, because we were supposed to talk about this, California just rejected the reparations bill, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know it was written up by a Democrat? But do you know the person who was pressing the issue to get that voted on a day before yesterday was a Mexican Republican dude.
Yeah,
he was like, why aren't we voting on this? And they were like, oh, because something. He was like, we can still vote on it. He was trying to press them. California is the ultimate sign. I don't know how a nigga alive live in California and still think Democrats are best for us or like they're not evil. The mayor of Citrus, California, right? You know, the city of Citrus. He's leaving California. He's the mayor. He's leaving and said, my party, the Democratic Party, has become a party of evil. And now he's moving to Kentucky.
How y'all feel about, because Tyrese just came out and said that, you know, under the Democrats, they passed the Stop Asian Hate Bill. But necessarily, we haven't had any hate crime bills passed for us.
Hey,
no. If they were passed for us, they were passed for everybody.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I never knew nobody that really hated Asians. Like, they just made a whole uproar about shit. No, start creating fake videos. Because nobody hates.
It's in Northern.
Niggas hate Asians when they
come. It's a NorCal. It's a NorCal.
Yes. Niggas ain't hate Asians, bro. If anything, niggas hate. If anything, let's keep it real. The older demographic of Asians hate niggas.
Yeah. Right.
You go in their store, they hate you, don't take
exactly.
your money.
Yeah.
Listen, if you date any, if you ever fuck with any Asian chicks at all, they'll tell you their parents and grandparents was racist. New generations fuck with niggas. We turned them out. But I'm talking about like the older generation, nigga, they hated niggas. But, so I don't even know what this Asian hate is.
Hey, shout out to the Asian boys,
shout
man.
Out to the Ling Ling Bob. Shout out to the Asian boys.
But that is true. That is true because when you think about it.
Hey, up and by.
Nigga, how much that shit you been drinking? You look like a.
I'm saying it.
I think so. It is true. It is true. Cut fucked up on
cut.
Coming down at Max Shot.
Cut a girl that bought about four times.
Yeah, on the set, grabbing it. He got some other shit going on, Kurt. Kurt needs to get Max. He got some shit going on. Hey, I don't know what a girl doing at the house, but Kurt going through some things.
Kurt got some other shit going on.
Kurt finally got the drink.
He's going to turn that boosie on, going through some things.
Kurt happy. Like, fuck it. I finally got to go up on this motherfucker.
It is true.
Yeah. But nah, get your point. Can I like stop you, fool?
You
shut him down. You touched the point. Yeah.
Nah, but I'm just saying with this whole reparations shit, I'm tired of niggas debating back and forth. They're not giving y'all niggas reparations, cuz if y'all not ready to get cracking, you're not ready to get reparations. All this crying, oh, they gave it to the Mexicans. Oh, they gave it to the yeah, that's what they did because that's what they felt like doing, and they don't feel like giving it to you niggas. So unless you're gonna do something to force to make it happen, it ain't gonna happen. Like, I'm just at the point where I don't want to hear no crying from nobody. You got one life to fucking live. You control your life. We can get together and really make some shit happen. But until y'all want to do that, it's not gonna happen. All this jumping in front of microphones and cameras and TVs crying, I don't want to hear that shit no more. Like, I'm sick of it. I'm literally sick of it. Like, I'm at that age where I don't want to hear it.
Nigga,
where's the action at?
A nigga sick and tired of being sick and tired.
I'm insane. Where's the action at? Because y'all not with no action. Stop talking.
What we don't realize is all skin folk ain't kin folk.
We know
and,
this.
We know that. Nigga, stop acting like you suck.
Acting like lacing niggas with games, nigga.
Listen. I'm lacing niggas with
games. Go ahead.
You act like you saying some profound shit.
I ain't gonna match you. Get your clip, bro.
No, listen. Listen.
And the camera right there.
What we don't realize is there are more people who look like us that actually would freaking string us up if they thought that it meant they would get something for free than we even realize. It's a bunch of poor-ass black people who aren't poor because they don't have opportunities, mostly because they're lazy. They don't want to do nothing. It's like the family member who borrow money from you all the time, right? Imagine if somebody got in that motherfucking ear was like, man, we could just take this nigga money, dog. You wouldn't even have to ask him to borrow. I could take his money and give it to you. Them niggas would be sitting there rubbing their hands together like Birdman, like, word. I wouldn't have to humble myself to ask him for $50 every month to pay my phone bill. I know I got family members like that who don't even like me, but they only deal with me because they need something from me. And that's the way the world is. That's the way America is. You got a bunch of people trying to eat the rich. You got a bunch of people trying to eat the rich. Here's the problem with that. Everyone's rich to somebody who has less than they have.
Okay.
So that's what we're dealing with right now. You really have the black middle class that's being attacked by the black poverty class. And instead of realizing, no, the broke niggas is trying to come for our bread, we're more like trying to make it a race issue. Oh, it's all the blacks versus this. No, it's poor blacks, like not poor, lazy-ass blacks, lazy-ass whites, lazy-ass Mexicans in cahoots with the elites trying to attack the black middle class. That's what we're trying to attack the middle class, period. Everyone's trying to eat the rich, and to the people poorer than us, we are the rich. So they'll support any policy that they believe will take something from us and give something to them.
Hey, eat the rich is the dumbest shit in the world because all y'all trying to get rich. Niggas saying eat the rich because they not rich. And then they trying to get rich and then they want to be like, come on, cuz. Just say you want to be rich. All that eat the rich shit. Man, I'm just the average citizen. I'm so far gone from the way y'all think. Y'all not even human to me.
It should be annoying.
I can't even have regular, like just regular conversations. with people at it's this hard. Point in life. It's like, bro, this is what you want to talk about? It's the hard. Accomplishments of others. That's all people want to talk about nowadays. Oh, man, you saw what's the name by this? Oh, man, what's the name dating that? Nigga, what are you doing?
I don't give
it's,
a fuck.
It's like,
what are you doing?
It's like you work out. Y'all work out. Y'all in good shape. It's like me getting with a bunch of fat niggas like, man, fuck them niggas. Them niggas is horrible. Them niggas are bad. Look, if you got muscles, if you got muscles, nigga, you evil, nigga, you do this.
That's what you be saying?
No, I'm saying.
That's what could be.
But as a fat, as a person who's fat, I'm like, no, we should all aspire to be healthy, muscles in shape. That would prolong our lives. This is what we're dealing with in our society. A bunch of people who just want an excuse for not trying to be better. Mm. And they think that the solution to that is take from people who work hard and give it to them.
I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'm with robbing the rich because I feel like they.
Till you get rich.
No, on the same crib. It is what it is. You got to know what you're dealing with. But I feel like they be robbing niggas every fucking day. You know what I mean? Taxing niggas for every fucking thing. They out
this
here,
bro. You got some of the craziest one-liners.
Nah, they out here robbing niggas. So on the set, nigga, get it how you live.
God,
nigga,
trying to book saying, some.
Nigga. Nah. I'm just saying, though. Nah, it do make
like
sense.
Like the Broadway niggas did a 180.
Got their own studios driving crazy.
You got niggas like the Barack, like Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama and the other bitch. This bitch, Michelle Obama, got on stage and said, my parents were always suspicious of people who had more than they needed. I'm sitting here thinking, bitch, you're worth $70 million.
Let's keep it a buck.
Y'all think Michelle Obama really a man?
I think she a man.
We talked about this
she
a long time
like
ago.
She look like a man.
Do y'all, no, keep it a buck.
Let me keep it a buck.
I didn't pay attention to I looked at them pictures. She was on stage with Meg.
Let me keep it a buck with you.
She was way bigger than Meg, nigga.
Hold on, let me keep it a buck with you.
I ain't got no slander. I ain't got no slander.
This ain't
from
no slander, nigga. Just keep it real.
I know. I ain't done enough research.
I feel like
I got to do research, like little research.
I grew up around some black woman that was tall and a little bit muscular. You get what I'm saying? Like some black women.
It's big ass NBA players. Cause yeah, I'm like saying so. I mean WNBA. My bad.
Especially in our culture, though, if some women is a little bit more.
No, she's not bigger.
Fuck, nigga.
Hold on, wait. Some women a little bit.
How tall is she? Look it up.
She's towered over Meg.
She
look
like Lisa Leslie damn near.
She big as fuck.
How tall
nigga?
Is she though?
She like 6'2".
So how tall is Obama? Because she damn near
like
Obama height.
Probably like 6'2". Right.
Nah, she make Obama look.
This nigga
look
said Lisa
small.
Leslie, girl. Lisa Leslie like 7 foot, nigga.
Lisa Leslie.
hey, hold on, but girl. She elegant. Wait.
But yeah. Lisa elegant. Leslie still cool. Look like she a female.
Nah,
though.
I understand that. Yeah, but
Lisa still look like a female.
But do Michelle sound like a man? Well, I ain't gonna king him to care about that no more.
Man, you can't go by the sound.
I know.
They done got
look at her.
I
ain't got nothing to say about her, girl.
Like black niggas, you'll be 6 years old with a six pack. Like it's. Black women have the same athletic genes that we have. So
that's all testosterone.
And I think a lot of people, like on a real shit, they shit on that. Because you got like Sha'Carri Richardson, all them type of girls, they a little bit more.
Nah, Sha'Carri is skinny and fun. Nigga, like her body.
We got the one. We got the one black first lady or whatever. Cause I ain't got nothing to say about this.
Just
because
she's 6'2", whatever.
That's a man.
Come on, bro. Like,
you know, she's not the first.
Is we producing truth or you just out here you trolling?
I think it's a man.
You say she is.
Hey, there was another. President,
called her Michael, I ain't gonna cap.
It was another president whose wife was supposedly a transgender.
You talking about the president of France, Macron?
No, it was a U.S.
Is she
president.
A man too?
A U.S. president.
Say
and
the
then,
name,
and
nigga.
Look,
fuck all that, nigga. Uncut, nigga.
Look up Einstein's wife. They said Cub was a man.
I believe.
But on Insane Crip, I ain't gonna get off on Einstein because I seen
it. Off on Cub.
No, I seen the younger pictures of her. Before she got old, you know, white people don't always age and look good when they get older. This ain't the truth. This ain't no bullshit. They start to look crazy. But Einstein had a woman, cuz I'm not even gonna put that on Einstein.
And it's like bitches now look like they just look good. It's like I feel like back then, it's not as. Girls don't dress as revealing. They
Gang,
don't dress as
you
certain
gonna,
way.
Come on, cuz.
This is what I said. Oh, go back to go to
Talk
other pictures. No, I seen that one too. She looked like him. But go some other pictures.
Talk to me.
That's a man. That's a man.
Go to younger pictures, though.
Talk to me, cuz.
That was female. Hold on.
Damn. I don't know.
That one ugly.
I don't know, bro.
But, yeah, I don't know, man.
They say this transgender shit go deep. Like, this shit been going on. I don't know. That's
Hollywood shit.
That's crazy.
You never know. They do a lot of incest shit, but
that's crazy.
I don't know. I ain't gonna put it on her like that.
All I'm saying is Michelle Obama, she just... it's a lot of black women out there that's just a little bit more taller and bigger, and they just got a little like stockiness to them that it is what it is.
I'm not gonna let this shit that the internet do and let y'all run with it. Cause.
Okay, but his brother came out and was like, "Nah, he gay. That's a man. His blood brother.
Who?
There was letters of Obama talking about if he had fantasized about.
I'm just saying Michelle. I don't give a fuck about what Obama
I know. I'm saying
about,
his brother came out and said that Michelle is a man.
You think his brother hating on him or what?
I mean, you gonna hate to what degree? Your brother the president?
Something,
man,
something.
Type of hate?
Exactly, because he probably don't fuck with him.
He never
You know, you never know what type of relationship they got. Yeah. Nigga.
Never went to the White House.
Bro, I got a whole family in Kenya. Okay. That's where he's from.
Look, man. We done went way over the motherfucking time. We almost 2 hours
we ain't
in.
Time.
On
Let me
bottle.
Keep going, nigga. Look at viral, nigga. Fucking man, this is the first episode, nigga. We cooling, nigga.
All right, come on, you know keep cooling.
You can stop, it here and then start over on. All right,
man. Viral podcast. Share, like, subscribe to the channel, man. Viral.
Hey, tap in, on this set.
Ain't no handouts. I did it from the ground up. In the streets, thugging hardest where they found us. Got a problem, nigga. Watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights up, we put you on the shelf.